Pirik Samichvav, Pirik 66, the last Pirik in Sefer Yeshayah. So we'll close the book with the following Pirik. This Pirik is actually a pretty powerful Pirik in the sense it speaks about the end of days, what's going to be. There's hints to Yerushalayim's rebuke to people of his generation, like we've seen in the beginning of the book. So there's definitely a lot of issues here that we've discussed earlier, and we'll recap once we see the rest of the Perek. Start with Pasuk Aleph. Ko amar Adonai Hashemayim kisiva aris ha-hadom l'chalai. Eiz ha-bayit asher tivnu li. Eiz ha-makom anuhati. Hashem says, the sky is my chair. The aris is my resting place for my foot. What type of house can you actually build for me? And what type of place can actually be a place of rest for me? The arets in the sky, the shamayim in the sky, are not enough for me to rest upon. So you think your house that you built, you people, think this Beit HaMikdash is actually for me? It's not for me, it's for you. And what the idea is going on here is something we saw similar to Perek Aleph. People bring korbanu, and they don't actually have in mind to become a little bit better. They're just bringing the korbanot and they think they're going to buy off God. Now the Shema's response is very simple. I don't need any of it. This house doesn't hold me. The Shemaim and the artist barely hold me. So all this is, it's for you. For you to reach out to me and for you to become better people. And as they're not becoming better people, and hence, your korbanot are worthless. Ned kol ele yedina asata, but you kol ele numa donai, oze abit. Hashem says, even the Shemaim and the Aris that you see, I created them, but you call Eile, I came, I made them into being, and at the end of the day, I'm still on top of them, and the only people I'm going to respond to is the Ani, Ucheruach, Beharid Al Divari. The poor person who can't afford to bring a korban, the nechiruah, the person who's devastated, he has no money, he's not able to bring a korban, the person who doesn't need to bring a korban, because he's constantly making sure that he's listening to what I say. However, these are the korbanot I'm looking for. However, your korbanot, shuhayt shur makeish, the way I say, orif kedif. Hashem says, when you're shuhit the shor, it's as if you're makeish, you're killing somebody. When you're zaviyah haseh, when you offer a shuhit shor, sorry, when you offer korban at the ox, or zaviyah haseh, when you offer a sheep in front of me as a korban, it's as if you're orif kelif, you're killing a dog, a tame animal. When you're ma'alim minha, when you're giving me a korban mincha, it's as if you're offering dam hazir, blood of the pig. When you're maskir levona, and you bring forth the askara with the levona from the korban, you're mevarich avin. You're giving me a mevarich milashon beracha milashon mincha kachnat birchati ashehu v'alach. Lashon mincha is a false mincha, it's a false present. I'm not interested in any of it. Everything you're giving to me, obviously, he chooses the pig and the dog as the animals that are the most tamir of animals. And so Hashem says, "Gam him b'haru b'darchehim, b'shukusehim l'shem hafesa." They chose their way. They chose to do whatever they wanted, and all the shikutzim, all the disgusting things, all the abominations that they have chosen to do, and okay, I can't help you. I'm not going to accept your korban anymore. Instead, I'm going to allow you to self-destruct. The path that you've chosen, I'm going to choose it as well. Allow you to come and destroy yourselves. And I'm going to bring to you fear. What you're scared of, I'm going to bring it to you. You're scared of hayrav, you're scared of ra'av, you're scared of slaughter, you're scared of famine. I'm going to bring that to you. Because they called out, they haven't answered me like we saw in the previous Perek. So we have here this first four pesukim, Yishael speaking to the people, versus Maaseh Korbanot. Your Korbanot that you're offering are not good enough. You actually have to improve yourself, become better people. And now, Hashem is responding to the people who are loyal to him. So first four pesukim, people who are not loyal to him. Now Hashem is speaking to the people who are loyal to him. You're going to see speaking to them until pasuk, until really even past pasuk bet, but let's assume for now until pasuk bet. Shmuel devar Adonai haridim al devaro. Now Hashem turns to the people who are listening to him, who are careful to do everything he says. Emruach echem, amiruach echem soneichem and adichem. Lemal shemi yichvad Adonai, when in avisim hadchem, ehem yevoshu. The people say, the people who hate you, your brothers who hate you, who are pushing you away, they say their statement was, Yichbad Hashem. Hashem has become very heavy. It was mitzvot too much. We are not interested in actually following the mitzvot. And that's why we say, Hashem says, V'nin evesim hadchem, v'hem yevoshu. We will say, Hashem says, for the sake of my name, nir'eh b'simchatchem, we will see your happiness, v'hem yevoshu. And they will be embarrassed, and like we've seen earlier, they will be shamed. And kol sha'on me'ir, kol mehechal, kol adonai mishalim gemul o'evav. You're going to hear a voice of a tumult coming from the city, coming from the hechal, from the Beit HaMikdash. And it's the voice of Hashem to pay back the people, his enemies, the people who have denied him until now. Betenim tahil yalada, betenim yavohevela, nimlita zachad, and it compares to Yerushalayim as a mother giving forth to a child, and that when God is going to come forth, the Gevulah is going to come so quickly that before even she has pangs of birth, betenim tahil yalada, she's going to give birth. Betenim yavohevela, before she actually has any pain, she will deliver a son, a zachad. She will have a baby boy, and that's the idea of the Geulah, the quickness of the Geulah. And that's why Hashem turns to them and says, and that's his promise to the people of Haredim al Devaru. Pasuk Hayri turns to them and says, Mishamaka zo, Mira ak ke'ele, Ayuhal eris yom ihad, Yivale goi, Mamaha, Yihala gam yale, that's yonipaneha. And Hashem says, who heard something like this, or who witnessed something like this? Is it possible that a land could be given birth to in one day, and a nation could come in one shot, boom, all of a sudden they're now there? Ki hala gam yaleda Siyon paneha, Siyon has given birth to her children. Then the doctor asked the question, wait a minute, you said lo hala, why are you saying now here, all of a sudden, hala yaleda, I thought, there were no birth pains. So he says originally there's going to be no birth pains. That's to get the Jewish people and the nation. And then there's going to be a small pain of Muhammad Gog and Magog. This will be a quick pain. And then you're going to have the full birth. Hasug Tayet, Nani Ajibir Velo Alid, Amar Adonai, Amar Adonai, Imani Muli, Vasarti Amar Alayach. Hashem says, and I'm going to be someone who's Ajibir, bringing someone forth to the birthing place and not actually give birth and not actually enable her to give birth. Of course I will enable her to give birth. That will make sure they're gonna make sure that the child is actually gonna come out. That's the same idea we see in the second pasuk. Nani hamulid ve'asarti amar Elohaich. I'm not gonna be mulid, and I'm not gonna be otzin, I'm not gonna stop it from coming out. Says Hashem, when the baby's going to come out, the Geulah is going to come. Simchot Yerushalayim v'chilu ba'kol o'haveh ha'sis v'tam asoslo mitabelim aleha. Yishayahu talks to the people, says, rejoice in the goodness that Yerushalayim, that's going to happen to Yerushalayim. Be glad with her, all those of you who have mourned her in the past. Nemanti m'ku usva'atim v'shod tanchomeha v'antamos v'hit na'akteim v'ziz kevodah. In order so that you should nurse and be satiated like a child, continuing this mashal, Jewish people like a child, nursing from Yerushalayim, Yishod Tanchomeha, from her giving yourself consolation, nahama, naman tamosu, nagtem ziz kibuda tamosu, to suck, if the child is sucking on the mother, ziz kibuda, and you'll get pleasure, ziz kibuda, from the glow of the glory of Yerushalayim. This idea, Hashem is telling the people that eventually you will enjoy all the work you put in, all the avilut that you had, all the mitabilim aleha, ultimately going to be rewarded for it, and they're going to see Yerushalayim in its full glory. Pasuk Yud Bet. Now, Hashem is going to speak about the glory of Yerushalayim for the next couple of Pesukim, and then until Pasuk Tevav, and then afterwards, until the end of the Perek, he's going to speak about the destruction of the Rishayim. Kicho amar Adonai hineni notei adeh kanahar shalom nachar shotef kivod goyim v'inaklem asat yinaseu v'alkam tisha'u sha'u. Hashem says, I'm going to bring forth the kavod of the goyim. Goyim paying tribute to you like a nahar shalom and a nahar shotef, a fast flowing river that's going to come very quickly, but shalom, it's not going to drown you, it's going to come for peace, and they're going to give you glory. V'inaktim asad tinaseu, they're going to carry you up. Al b'kam t'sha'u sha'u, they're going to play with you like a child, they're going to carry you in a glorious way. You're going to be respected. You're going to be respected people, treated very well. The same way a mother comforts her child, so too Hashem promises, I will comfort you, and you will be comforted in Yerushalayim. So that's really this mashal of the child giving birth, Jewish people, Hashem comforting us. Now, Hashem promises in Pasuk Yudalid, you're going to see the Geulah, and then you're going to get very happy. And your bones are going to sprout like grass. And the hand that Hashem has with his servant in order to protect him is going to be known, and his wrath is going to be known to his enemies. And now we're shifting and speaking about God destroying the enemies. Hashem is coming in a big fire. A big storm, a whirlwind. His chariots, in order to bring forth his anger. His screaming, his rebuke. And a big bonfire with a big flaming fire. Kiba ish Adonai nishpat uvaharbu kol basar v'rabu halalei Adonai. Hashem is going to come, and he's going to kill forth all the Rishayim with fire and sword, and there's going to be a lot of dead. Then Dadadak explains that this is a reference to the ultimate war of Gog u'Magog. And the Kadishim hamitaharim l'ganot ahar ahat batavich. All the people who are preparing themselves and purifying themselves, the Ganut, all these in the gardens, all these people who look at themselves as very clean, very purified. They're going one group after another. They're constantly going into the middle, in the middle of the Gan, and they look like they're purifying themselves in the gardens, but really it's not true. Rather, they're eating the flesh of pig and abominations, shekes, all these nasty creatures, achbad, the mice, and they're going to be eating all these creatures. And Hashem says it shows you that they're really despicable creatures, no matter how clean they seem to be on the outside, and what they're putting into their body is not clean. Then Yahdav Yasuf and Um Hashem are going to get rid of all these peoples. I'm going to cause the actions and the thoughts to come and to get all of them gather, all the goyim, all the different languages are going to gather, and they're going to come and they're going to see my glory when I defeat them during Gog and Magog. ושמתי בהם אות ושלחתי מהם פליטים על הגויים תשיש פו ולוד משחי קשת תובל ויוון האם הרחוקים אשר לא שמעו את שמעי ולא ראו כבודי והגידו כבודי בגויים and I'm going to make a miracle and I'm going to defeat them and I'm going to allow some of the soldiers of Gog and Magog who are coming to attack to go back to all these faraway lands in order to spread the name of Hashem, people who never heard of me before, Lo Shem Hashem, Lo Kuvudi, and these people now, these soldiers that are escaping for Gog and Magog and other failure, Gog and Magog, going to come, Ubau, Vehigidu Kuvudi Bagoyim, and they're going to spread the concept of my glory amongst all the nations. And they got, now, once they spread my glory amongst the nations are going to come, Vehviu Kol Achichem, Kol Goyim, and Hashem says, so now these nations, they're going to be bringing all the rest of the scattered Jews from all over the land once they recognize my greatness. And this is interesting because it implies that only after Gog and Magog will all the Jews fully settled. There'll be Jews that barely know they're Jewish. And they're going to be bringing, all these nations are going to be bringing them, they're going to bring them in a glorious state, horses, chariots, sabim, covered wagons, piradim, mules, and kirkarot. There's all these different types of dances. What Adak wants to, Adak, that's one explanation. What Adak says, it could be camels. So either way, dancing on camels. And they're going to bring the Harkushiv to Shalayim. And at the time that the Jewish people are going to be bringing a mincha to Hashem, right, the same time these people are going to actually bring Jewish people as a present, as opposed to bring the Jewish people bring gifts to Hashem. And Gamehem Ekah, the Kohanim Noviim, Aman Adonai. And this is very interesting. These people that they barely know the Jewish, Hashem says, I'm going to take for them Kohanim and Leviim, these Jews from these faraway countries. But I'm going to figure out what they originally were, and I'm going to restore them. And essentially, how you can interpret these two pesukim, that all the Jews are going to return ultimately to the service of God, whether or not they know it, whether they seem, no matter how far they seem, Hashem is going to return them. They're going to return to the original state of Kohanim and Leviim. Nicha Hashem Hashemayim Hadashim Ha'aris Ha'adashah. Hashem and the Yosei Amudim Lefanei Nubuma Donai Kenei Amud Zarechem Shemchem. Hashem promises the same way the sky and the land is eternal. They're always standing in front of me. They always look Hadash. They always look new. There's no signs of wear and tear on the world, on the sky, on the earth. So too, Kenei Amud Zarechem Shemchem. This Geulah is going to be a Geulah. And your Zera and your name, the children and your name are going to be permanently in front of me. They're not going to go anywhere. They're not going to go back in the Galut. Chas v'shalom. Re'yam v'dei hodesh v'chodesho v'dei shabbat v'shabbatu. Yavokul basar v'shlachavot lefanai. Amar Adonai. They're going to come every month, every week, depending upon where they are, how close they are to the Shalayim. They're going to come, all of mankind, and that's why the Jewish people will be a permanent Geulah. Everybody's going to be worshipping Hashem, and all the Nishayim that died, they'll go and look at all the dead bodies of the people who rebelled against me. The tolaat, the worms that are eating them, are never going to die out. They're constantly going to be decaying. Yisham lo tichbe, and the bad smell that coming from the animals, from the bodies, is going to constantly be there. Vehayu dera'on l'chol basar, they're going to be a source of disgust from all other, for all creatures. Everybody's going to realize that it's not the way of the Anashim HaPosheim, the way of the rebellious people is the wrong way. It's all about being loyal to Hashem at the end of the day. We'll close with a repetition of the second to last pasuk. V'ena b'diachodesh b'chodesho, v'medesha b'shabbato, yavol kol basad l'shachvo l'fanayim manal donai. I'd just like to take this opportunity to point out that there is an issue, a very interesting discussion about the last 26 perakim from Perek Mem on. Is it part of, should it be considered part of the same book? Should it be not going to be considered as part of the same book? Is an issue that we can't discuss now. But basically, well, we can't go into full detail now, but basically, with the power of Nevuah, we must believe this. It could foretell the future in any which way, any type of situation. From that aspect, it could very well be that Yeshayahu, after dealing with Zashur and the immediate problem, he then turned his Nevuah then shifted to ultimate future events, and he really describes the ultimate future events, and even though they seem somewhat cryptic, the goal of the book is not to fully understand everything that's going to happen. The goal of the book is to understand our role in the world and what we need to do and the loyalty we need to have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the proper way we need to act through acts of Tzedakah, Mishpat, and Chesed and being righteous people and not straying after Avodah Zarah. We're not straying after any ta'avur and being loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really the message of Sefer Yeshayahu. It's really, and the ones who stay loyal, the ones who are ultimately going to be rewarded. So as opposed to focusing on just these random messages, what it is, we have to read Sefer Yeshayahu as a form of religious experience. Constantly reminding ourselves the importance of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hopefully you've enjoyed Sefer Yeshayahu and you'll come back to it again and again. As really the foundations, it mentions really the foundations of the Jewish people's relationship with God and their role in the world and how important it is to be good people, good human beings, and good servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to learn along with you.